The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Dear Dr. Kenner, I have major issues regarding my self-confidence. I constantly believe I am slated to fail. It feels that no matter how much I sacrifice or try to coexist within my group, it will not matter, since I will always be lower than my peers. I do not know if it's relevant, but I stutter. I'm 27 years old. I live with my mother, and I'm African-American. My personality is best described as silent, nonchalant, unassuming, and anonymous. I always put other people before myself, treating people with respect and humanity. No matter what I do, I feel as if I'm going to be hated and treated with disdain, resentment, and apathy. What should I do? Ade. Okay, this is a really painful one, because Ade, you are treating everyone else with respect and humanity and dignity, and they're treating you like dirt or with indifference or with disdain or resentment or just treating you as if you don't count. You're a shadow in life. But how are you treating yourself? You're treating all these other people well, but you are treating yourself like dirt. And that means that you can change that. And I've got a lot of ideas on how you can change that and become what I call a passionate valuer coming up. But you're going to need to scrap some of those well-worn ideas in your mind. His modus operandi is to always put other people before myself. And that's killing him. And I will say, yes, Ade, that will kill you. You're in the process of emotionally dying. Don't finish off the act. Don't commit psychological suicide. Rekindle your dreams. Whatever sparks, whatever interests you had in childhood, whatever you are good at now, instead of thinking, will they like it? Will they accept me? Will they finally give me the pat on the back? Will they make me feel good about myself? Toss that in the dump. Get rid of that whole view of the world. Instead, you want to take a self-respecting view. You want to have a view of what do I like? What do I enjoy? And start with hobbies. What hobbies do I like? What career would I like to go into? What job could I get that would give me a longer range goal of moving out of mom's home and having my own apartment? Can I do it? Might it be scary at first? Of course. Every new change is scary. When I first went on radio, I had my own high levels of cortisol flowing through my system, my adrenaline running, my anxiety high. But when you try something new and then you find out whether you like it or not, if you like it, you get a tremendous rush of, wow, this is me. This is something I can do. You want to tie your identity to what you do well and enjoy. You need both of those. So you want to become what I called a passionate valuer. Someone who embraces your own life. It's the only life you'll ever have, so make the most of it. You do not need these people. If you're worried about the stuttering piece, let's take each piece. I've talked about moving out of your home eventually, so you're not living with your mom. But then that means you need a career focus and to gain the money so you can move out. Now the stuttering piece. I Googled famous people who stutter, and guess what? There is a website with multiple pages on this, and I'll give you a few people who supposedly stuttered.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
And I'll give you a few people who supposedly stuttered. Aesop, the Greek storyteller. He wrote a lot of fables. Lewis Carroll, Winston Churchill, Nat Hill Cole, Charles Darwin, the person who wrote The Origin of the Species, Demosthenes, who is a Greek orator, and Thomas Jefferson, another person who stuttered, Marilyn Monroe, Teddy Roosevelt, George Washington, and of course the one that brought me to the website was John Stossel. I knew he stuttered, and look at what he does now. He's been on 2020 and on TV many times. Carly Simon, and even John Welch, chairman of General Electric, or I think past chairman of General Electric, CEO. So you have a lot of companies. Stuttering should not hold you back. You want to figure out how to work with it, and anxiety, worried about what people think of you, obviously, is going to tremendously fuel your stuttering. But what I would do is I would get the book, The Fountainhead. That's the book that shows you the difference between what I was describing as a passionate value or owning your own life, Ade, versus always living in the shadow of others, feeling like you're duty-bound to live for them. That's called altruism, otherism. People usually think of altruism as good, but really it's a cancer in people's minds. You will still be friendly with other people, but it will be based on your own self-respect. You won't treat yourself like dirt anymore. And start to take pride in your own thinking, that you can think yourself, that can think through your problems and maybe even challenge the stuttering, maybe even have that be in your past, as I stuttered just telling you that. So you can also go to my website. There are books there, drkenner.com, wonderful books, Prisoners of Belief, Mind Over Mood, that will help you challenge core ideas about yourself and put yourself on a much, much healthier track. So I wish you some wonderful, wonderful success with that.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
When I was in seventh grade, I was the fat kid in my class. I was the one that all the pretty girls used to make fun of. Every day after school, I would come home and, you know, I'd flip through the pages of my mom's Vogue and Glamour, and I'd look at these women, these perfect, beautiful, just unbelievable skinny women. Oh, I couldn't understand why I didn't look like them. I just didn't get it, so I became bulimic.
You can read minds.
Now, obviously, that's from Zooland, obviously. Bulimia does not mean you can read minds. Bulimia is an eating disorder, just as anorexia nervosa is. And with bulimia, one of the telltale signs is you induce vomiting to lose weight. You binge, you eat too much, and then you induce it in different ways. You use laxatives. You use a lot of different things. And people with anorexia can have that too. But it's more of an yo-yo diet with bulimia. And it's very damaging to your physical body and emotionally too. And of course, if you have dreams, if you're overweight and you would love to have the body that you see in a Glamour magazine or in a Vogue magazine, you may never have that body, but you certainly can take steps to be very self-loving and lose the weight in a self-respecting way, not through these eating disorders, but through a rational plan. You can go to a nutritionist. You can find a diet that works for you. I don't like the word diet because it usually is linked with deprivation, like you're ruining your fun. It's instead of that, you want to think of you're going towards your goals, you're giving yourself the body that you've always wanted, that you would love, and you're exercising, you're actually moving into action, which people can dream about it, but you actually need the action part too, moving into action, eating reasonably. It's not that you're depriving yourself of the third piece of cake. You can have half a piece of cake and eat it slower and really enjoy it.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the serious romance guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
The view that sexual pleasure is only physical, unrelated to your mind, your values, or your character is very wrong. If sexual pleasure were nothing more than a physical sensation, you wouldn't need a partner. You would be happy with self-pleasuring. But this is not the case. To fully enjoy romantic sex, you need a partner, someone you deeply value. Masturbation or sex with someone who leaves you emotionally cold, such as a prostitute or a one-night stand, may provide physical relief, but such sexual experiences are impersonal and empty and brutal. brief compared to sex with someone you love.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.